The Czech government's efforts to outlaw the country's Communist Party have suffered a setback. A report by the Interior Ministry, as quoted in the daily Lidové noviny on Friday, came to the conclusion that attempts to ban the party based on its political program would have very little, if any, chances of being accepted by Czech courts. However, the cabinet is yet to debate the issue and might decide to pursue the ban regardless of the report's conclusions. Jan Richter has the details.
U narušitelů státní hranice byly nalezeny zbraně, samopaly, ruční granáty a tak dále. Čemu byly určeny tyto?
Communist MP Marta Semelová in February caused a commotion in the lower house of parliament, which was at the time debating an anti-communist resistance bill. A fierce opponent of the bill, Ms. Semelová instead praised communist-era border guards who killed nearly 150 people attempting to flee the totalitarian country between 1948 and 1989. The controversy sparked a new round of debate whether the successors of the totalitarian Communist Party of Czechoslovakia should be outlawed, even though a similar attempt by members of the Czech Parliament's upper house had been rejected by the government in 2009. A week after Ms. Semelová's remarks, the Czech Interior Ministry set up a special team to compile a report that might justify a petition to the country's Supreme Administrative Court demanding the party be dissolved as a threat to democracy. But on Friday, the daily Lidové noviny reported the analysis came to a conclusion such efforts would stand very small chances, if any, before the court. Karel Bačkovský from the Interior Ministry is one of the authors of the analysis.
Pokud jde o to právní hledisko, tak my tam skutečně ani v takovýchto projevech...
Legally speaking, we found that those and other statements by Communist Party members presented no real threat to democracy. Another issue is whether we like those comments and consider them decent, true, and so on. And we say in the report that we do not.
To i v té analýze píšeme, že ne.
In 2009, the Supreme Administrative Court rejected to dissolve the far-right Workers' Party and outlined the criteria for doing so. The government later filed a better-argued plea and succeeded in having the party banned. But according to the Interior Ministry reports, the government would hardly justify such a petition concerning the communists, which have taken in between 12% and 18% of votes in the last four general elections. Commentator Zdeněk Zbořil agrees the party poses no major risk to Czech democracy.
The current Communist Party is a typical opportunist party. It hasn't anything common with the revolutionary program. There are the people who are using or maybe misusing the nostalgia or sentiments of the old generation. They are not only communists, they are neo-Nazis, they are anarchists. And so on, yes. But I mean that, namely, Communist Party doesn't play any important role in this political activism.
The Interior Ministry report will now be debated in the cabinet. As the daily Lidové noviny reported, however, it's possible that the centre-right government will pursue the ban regardless of the report's conclusions, as most ministers earlier this year suggested the issue should eventually end up in court.
That was Jan Richter with that report. This is Radio Prague.